Diya Biya. Learn how it says the word Biya by both places. Like Rashi says, Mechayv Alavin, Tiyachsiv Be Loyovei Mamzer. And it says by Chayv Yasei also, a Lashon of Loyovei Biya. So you learn how Biya Biya, even Chayv Yasei also is Chayv with a Tchilas Biya. For the Gemara Yevom Malashuk Minolan, in other words, when your brother dies, and there's a brother alive, so there's a mitzvah Yibam. So before one of the brothers give chalitza yibum, she's not allowed to get married to anybody else. That's called yifam al-ashuk. So how do we know if somebody else lives with her, he's chayiv just for a tchilas biya? So where says the manashuk? Ilaman diyam alav lav. If Yodi Yavama can't get married to anybody else, is a chayiv ilavin. So you had already a drosha chayiv ilavin is chayiv with aror. Ilaman diyam rasei. If you learn there's an isra rasei a yavama, calls the man there's a brother that's alive, there's zika involved, that there's an Isra Asay for her to get married to anybody else. It's Asay. So learn that we had before. It be a Biya. It's like a mitzri. It's be a Biya. That you chayiv with a roh. So more says, Ela Yevoma li Yibum, Minolan. How do we know for the mitzvah Yibum? How do we know if you want to be Miyabim, your own Yevoma, with a mitzvah be with a roh, you kind of. And the Gemara Asya Biya Biya. Also, it says, Loshin be here and the Biya before Bechayiv the Christus. So both of them, the Biyah means Atchilas Biyah.
Yeah.
Vayte'isha labayla minolam. How do we know, Stam, like the Mishnah Kedushin starts off, there are three ways you can mekadesh a wife. Either with Kesev, Bishtar, or Biyah. So how do we know when you want to make a Biyah, L'shem Kedushin, that you can be carrying your wife just with Atchilas Biyah, just with a raw? And the Gemara Asya Kicha Kicha. Learn now from the word kicha kicha, Rashi said. It says, kiyikach ish, isha, ubala, umehacha yafin and kedusha biya. Ksiv hacha kicha, ksiv hosam, v'chayvi krisas kicha. She learned that just like chayvi krisas, yichayv with haro, who then you could be kind of your wife with a biya of haro. Omar Rav, Rav said like this, lo mali de kosov rachmona shichva zera b'shichva charufa. Why does the Torah have to say specially, like by the Issa of Shivcha Charufa, that means if a Shivcha Kananis, that's married to an Eved Ivri, if someone lives with him now, he's Chayav the Korban Oshem, why does the Torah have to say Shivcha Zer as if to say it has to be a Gemar Biyah? Why does the Torah have to say it for? Vayta Shivcha Zer v'Eshes Ish. Why does the Torah have to say the word Shivcha Zer v'Eshes Ish? If someone lives with a married lady, what do you have to say Shivcha Zer for? This is also Mash Nechura Gemar Biyah. And Shichva Zera B'Saita, what do you have to have it for? Like, why does the Torah say these three places, Mashma the Averis with Shichva Zera? Shichva Zera usually means you make a Gemar B, you go into it completely, that the Zera comes out. So verse is like this, the Shichva Charufa Kedi Amara. We learned already, that Shichva Charufa, the Chiddush is that you're not Chayiv with Haro. If somebody lives with a Shichva Charufa just with Haro, in the Bikilas Biyah, he's not chayav a korban oshem b'shegeg, only with a gemar biya. That's what the Torah says the word shichva zera. So to say you only chayav with a gemar biya. Now, the eshes ish, that to say if someone lives with an eshes ish, what to say the word shichva zera? To say that you need a gemar biya, it's not true, because we have a kesha the Rabbi Yonah that all the arroyas is chayav, even with the arroyas tchilas biya. And eshes ish is one of the arroyas. So if so, what did the Torah say the word shichva zera for? Samar says, Prat le mishamish meis. That means if you live with somebody else's wife, and your raver is like dead, it's not pecuse, it's not hard, you just, with the Ava not being hard, you touch her there, you're not chayiv misa. That's the chiddush. Shichva zera means the Ava has to be pecuse.
In other words. Yeah.
The Rashi says, le mishamish meis, be Ava meis b'loi kishui. So if Yehiva is Tam Meis and you go into an Eshes Ish, maybe you're not Chayiv. That's what the Pasuk says. So Moshe says, no, that's a Machloikis. Ho nich l'man diyomar mishamesh meis baroyis potter. It's good. If you all talk, if you live with any one of the royas, and your raver is not Bekish, you're not hard, it's only dead-like, so you talk a potter, you're not Chayiv. It's good. That's what the Pasuk says by Eshes Ish. Shich vazer would teach us, when you Chayiv by all our royas, only if it's royal azri if the Eva is Bekishri. Ela lemandiyom chayiv ma'ikla meimah. But there's a mandiyom that says no yichayiv. The machlokes the gemara in Shavuos that even if the Eva is meis, still lemais you're living with an eshes ish yichayiv misa. So why does the pasuk say shich shichva zera by eshes ish? Ela prat lemishamesh meisa. That means after she died already, even after the lady died, the yipater. That's the Chiddush. The Sark without the Chiminich, I would have thought, Hoyuliyacha Misa Nami Yikwishayroin, even after your wife dies, you're still attached to your wife a little bit. Like we'll see, like Rashi says, it says by Kain. If his wife dies, he's allowed to be Metama for his wife, because called Shayroi, he's still called a relative of yours. A Malachai Yavalov Yashasish. So maybe if somebody comes and lives with a dead wife, that the person's chayiv misam, kamash mala, no. That's why the apostle says, shichva zera, you only chayiv if you live with an eshes ish when she's alive. But when she's dead and you live with somebody else's wife, then you're put, you're not chayiv misa. That's why the Torah says, shichva zera. So the Mara, the Saita Lomeli, why does it say again by Parsha of Saita, that if your wife lives with another man, that she's also to you, why does it say the word there, shichva zera? So the Gemara says, look at the time, like we learned. Shich Vazera, why is the apostle say the word Shich Vazera? Pratla Dovracher, excluding something else. My Dovracher, what's the something else? Omer Rav Sheshes, Pratla Shekina Lo Shaloi Kadarka. Kina means you warned her, don't live with another man, Shaloi Kadarka, means don't live with him, not the normal manner, but the other way. Don't live Shaloi Kadarka. So tomorrow, Omer Le Rav, Rav says, no, there can't be Pshat. We always dash in Mishke Vayishak Siv. Mishke Vayishak means whenever you live with an Isha, you're chayiv either way. Either the normal way or Shloi Kedarka, the other side, you're also chayiv. So Vazoi, by Kino, by Saita, Vadi be chayiv. If your wife lives with another man, even though it was done Shloi Kedarka, not the normal manner, in the other place, still she's a Saita. So you can't say it says the word Shich Vazer Malafuke Shloi Kedarka. So Gemara says, Eloama Rava. That means the husband warned his wife, don't be with another man. Derech Evorim. Derech Evorim, Rashi says, that means Stam Miach Dodim Vadashim Machutz Bashar Evorim. Stam another man was Stam playing with a breast, and was Stam Dash. His Eva was not going into a Mokom, but Stam in the other parts of her body, Stam in a hand and a leg. Just like that. So for that, there's no Din Saita. If your wife was with another man, and they Stam played, they had preachers together, she's not also to you. So the Mara says, Omalei Abaya Pritzusi Yasser Rachmona, like Pshita, what's the Havamina? The wife is not also to you. The din of a Saita is only if she lives with another man. Stam of another man, Stamma touches her, for that alone Pshita she's not also. So Mara says, no. Elomer Abaya, Elomer Abaya, Abaya says, Erech Nami, right? But the Pshat and the Apostle is like this. Why does the Torah say by Saita Shich Vazero, Prat Lishakina Lo Beneshika? That if you warn her, don't live with another man, just with Neshika. Neshika is like we're learning the whole time that his Eva does not go into her completely. His Eva just touches her makam. That's called like Lush Neshika, just kissing there. So Rashi ben Neshika, Eva, Neshik, Makam Tashmish. That then that man's Eva touches your wife's makam, with makam Tashmish. For that, that's the Chiddush to say what? There's no Din Saita. Her Din Saita is only if the other man lives with your wife completely. But if the other man just puts his eiver b'makim, your wife's b'makim tashmish, she wife does not become asa to you. So Mar says that's a machlekes. Ha niichal man diyama ha ro zeach nosas haTorah. Like we know by a site that we had before, Eishesish is also with her ro. You do not have to have a gemar bia. So the question is, what is her ro? Like what we're talking about, her ro means a tchilas bia, that you're also by a royis. And if another man lives with your wife with her ro, havada your wife is also to you. So Shaila is, what is called the beginning of Bia? What's called Aro? So according to Man Yoma, it says, Zu hachnosa satoro. Atoro means that's the round ring upon the beginning of the Eva, where the Makam Amila is. So just the beginning of the Eva goes into what's good. That's called Aro. So what do we say? When is your wife also to you? If the other man put his Eva, released the hachnosa satoro. So if the beginning of the Eva went into her. Ma'ashenke, just Neshika. Neshika means less than that. Just the Eva is just touching there, it's like kissing there. That then you're not also. That's good as pasuk. It says by sight the Shich Vazera, you should know that the other man only makes a neshika there. His Eva only touches the makam there, that there's no issa saita. Because the issa erva is only by hero, which means achnosat haTorah. Elo lemandiyama zul neshika. According to mandiyama, no, hero always means just neshika. That's all. Yechai beyoldi aroyis. If the man just pushes over by the makam of Tashmas of the Isha, even though he doesn't go inside there, just puts it on that makam, just touches there. So, Ma'ik Lameimer, how could you say then by Saita there's no Din Saita? Why not? There should be a Din Saita. Havada she becomes also to you. Elul Morin says, Elul Yoylam, Lishakina Lo Derech Evorim. We're going back to the first trap. The chiddush of the pasuk shichvas there is that you only chayiv if you warn your wife don't live with another man normally. Mashenka, if the other man just touches your wife, touches her evorim, for that she's not osa to you. So the question was, pritis she's not osa to you. For just pritis alone she's not osa. So Mura says, yes, for Yitzvich, I need the pasuk. Because I would have thought, Bekpeda de Baal Tali Rachmona. The din of a seiter is that the husband gets angry at his wife, she's being with another man, and because the husband is makbid, is angry what she's doing, that's why she becomes osa to him. Boko kopit? So I would have thought the husband is angry about this also. Her husband does not want another man to touch his wife, to touch his breast, to touch the stomach, to play around. So I would have thought that's enough to make an issa seiter, kamashmala, no. That's why the pasuk says, Shich Vazera, that your wife is only yosa to you if the other man, mamish, comes into her. And coming in now is saying a solemn achleikis, whatever her raw means. If her raw means neshika, she's yosa to you if the other man just has neshika with her. If it means achnosis atara, she's only yosa with achnosis atara. Now where's this achleikis like here? Omar Shmuel, her raw, what does her raw mean? Zu neshika. It just means that the man just puts his eva b'mokim tashmash of the isha. Marshall, it's an example, Liyodim, Shemniach Etzpa Piv, a man puts his finger upon his mouth. Is Yeshishla Yitchoi Kabosam. Just by putting it on the outside, you're like pushing the meat. That's called Haror also. Not that Yach Hatorah, not that the Mokam Amila, the whole round thing has to go inside her. Just the tip of it just touches her and presses against her Mokam there. That's called Haror, for that alone Yechai be all the Rois. That's Shmuel Shita. And Kiyosu Rabba Bar Bachonam Rav Yechanan, Gemar Biyah B'Shifa Charufa, Zu Hachnosas HaTorah. So it's also Raya. What's called Gemar Biyah? Hachnosas HaTorah. Mashma, what's called the Tchilas Biyah? What's called a Ra? Just Am Neshika. So it's also Raya to Shmuel. That's called a Neshika. That Harah means a Neshika. Alright. So Rosh says, now Mosiv Rav Sheshit. Rav Sheshit asks the question. Shich Vazera. Is a what is the why is the poster say Sheikh Bazaria? Is a nechayev elo al bia hamerik only like chura means a gemar beer a full beer. So Rashi says Sheikh Bazaria b'shem charufa koi. So why does it say Sheikh Bazaria? The chura yoni chayev with a gemar merik. So Rashi says shemazri the chura only means a gemar beer. So Gemara says my love merigid. Pazan doesn't mean the whole gid has to go in there, means a complete bia. So not like we're saying here. Here we just got for the saying by Shifa Harufa, what's called Gemar Bia Achnosas HaTorah. The Chura doesn't mean to say more than that. You have to have the whole Eva go in. Tomorrow says, Loi, Merik HaTorah just means the whole HaTorah has to go into her. The HaTorah again, that's the top round part where they make the Mila. So as long as the whole HaTorah goes in, Yechayiv HaShifa Harufa. So maybe you do not have to have a Gemar Bia, or maybe this is the Pshat, that's called the Gemar Bia. In other words, Harah means Neshika, on the outside altogether. And once you go inside with the Torah, with that Yechayiv. Mursas Kiyosni Rav Dima Amir Rav Yechanan. Harah Zuach Nosas HaTorah. No, what's called Harah, not Stam Neshika, not just Stam touching the outside, but you have to have Yatorah, the first part of the Eva, go inside it. Omra Lei. They said back to him, I vor Rabba Bar Bachono, lo yomer hochi, did not say like this. Omalu, iiyu shakroi, oya no shakri. And the Chachamim, like one of us making a mistake, is that true? I hold this way, you sit over that way, like the Chachamim, like I'm arguing on him. Mor says, kiyosi rovin, omer Rav Yechanan, haro zu hachnosas haTorah, also like this. That haro is hachnosas haTorah. And if you do less than hachnosas haTorah, it's like a potter. That will be say, be aroyis, yechayiv, with Harah. Harah means at least the Atorah, the top part of Yever, has to go inside her. So Mar says, Adar Rabba. The Mar says, Adar Rabba bar chono vade polik. He for sure argues on him. Because he said before, not like that, he said before that you have to have. That's called the Gemar Bi, he said. That's called the Gemar Bi Achnos Satorah. So that's what he's saying, Harah is Achnos Satorah, it's not like him. Adishmu milema polik. Does he argue on Shmuel also or not? Shmuel before said what? That Harah zu neshika. And here we're saying now, Harah is achnos haTorah. So who is arguing? So Mora says, Loi, min neshika vi'ad achnos haTorah Harah korilo. Maybe it's all the same thing. Harah starts from neshika, and it continues on until you have achnos haTorah. The Gemar B is first after that.
So maybe he agrees to Shmuel. Rashi says, "Milayim apligli the Shmuel have yachnosas at Torah Gemar Bia." Or the Rav and the Shikal of Klumi. I do maybe know. Tarvayu bein the Rav and bein the Shmuel are raw ninu. Or Maro Machor and Mar Machov lepligi. Maybe they both hold that a Neshika and Achnos HaTorah, that's all the Haroah. It starts B'Shas the Neshika and it goes to the end of the Achnos HaTorah. When does the Gemar Bia a complete going in? So maybe it's not a Mukhach, he has to argue on Shmuel. Right, the Kiyosi Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Yechanan, Haroah Zu Achnos HaTorah. Like we had before, so that's what we paskin. When are you chayv all the Haroahs? You have to have Achnos HaTorah. Gemar Bia Mamish. Wherever you meet Shikh Mazer, we need a Gemar Bia that means Marmish, no waiver, goes inside it.